Rockauto.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rock.
People are sheep, you understand me? They can't lead themselves, they need to be led. People buy and sell fear. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up.
Wake up and look at this line they're living in, man!
The world is deteriorating between their toes, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts. And above everything else, I understand.
This is not the beginning. Stand.
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Aw, Puddin'. You know, you've always been pretty, but you've never been the smart one in this relationship.
And TNA.
Look at these bookmarks I found.
My gosh, could two human beings even do that? Hey, but you know, my secretary borrows this all the time. She may have put some of that on there.
Yeah, look at, as a lawyer, you got to be careful with this kind of stuff. Look at, we're buddies, right?
Well, yeah, you and my brother are best friends.
I'm worried about you. I'm pretty much a scientist now. I'm going to help you with this. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
How? What?
I'm going to borrow your pad. I'm going to check out the rest of these.
Borrow the pad?
Your flavor, man. I know.
Wait a minute. Wait.
To the bottom of it.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
RockRadio.com, where things are getting interesting. Yes, we're on a special night, but it's the same time. Rock and I are in a weird mood, and apparently I'm being wrestled for in a pool of jello.
Hey now.
If you don't know who I am of course your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my producer, Sir Rockin.
Whip it good?
I guess, man. I don't know. Tonight's going to be fun, because, you know, apparently we also found out some very interesting, you know, things about King Kitten's life choices that, well, I don't think needed to know.
Yeah, he's a big fan of cookies.
Mm-hmm. Big fan of cookies.
And, you know,
what does the fox say? Cookies.
Cookies. We're going to get weird in the weirdness, because it's a Wednesday night, and we like to have fun on Wednesday nights, and yeah, you're going to just be along for the ride, because, well, things are weird here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, they are. And, well, before we get any weirder, we have breaking news, at least, you know, for the next hour or so. It is one of our favorite people in the whole world's birthday. It is Matt Goldberg's birthday, the director of Terrified, and Hope Against All Odds?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I always forget that one, Matt. I'm so sorry. But yes, Terrified and Hope Against All Odds. He's a grad student at SCAB. We're very proud of him. And tonight he is living it up, right? He's having a party thrown for him at the Squared Circle by the one and only Tara. Lucky guy.
Right. But I have to take, you know, you up on something. You said at breaking news that today's his birthday. Breaking news, you know, that was like, what, 24, 22 something years ago? Where it was actually breaking news that he was born?
Yeah.
But why did you call it breaking news?
Well, because it's breaking news to us. It's his birthday.
It's news. I want to consider it breaking news. We didn't actually see him come out of the womb.
It's news to me. I like you, Matt. He's a jerk.
Oh, I told you we're having some fun. Anyway, Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, Matt. I hope you had a fantastic day and an awesome party. I look forward to hearing all about it and seeing pictures. Because, yeah, pictures, dude, pictures.
Right.
Anyway, now on to the news portion of the show, or at least, you know, before we even get there, good God, we have so much to get into tonight. It's a Wednesday night! We don't even have Impact! And we've got a stacked show! Who would have thunk it?
Right? It just happens that way, and she's all flustered because she forgot to say, and our question of the night this evening is...
What is our question of the night?
Who was the biggest snob at the Slammies? I set it up to you, you bounced back to me. Yeah. That's the way we roll.
This is not going to be a good show, y'all. This is just going to be a cluster and a half.
This is going to be a hell of a show. Just point that one out.
This is going to be awful. So, all right, on to our new segment. Brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, memlanepromo.com for all your memorabilia needs. I'm sure they will have memorabilia surrounding the winners of the Slammies. Congratulations to everybody that won Monday night, and we will get into the winners and the losers a little bit later in the show, as well as some other news and notes coming out of the Slammies. But before we get into that, we've got some extreme breaking news, news that broke today, actually, concerning the WWE Network.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumblings around with this WWE Network. We told you about the story last week here on the show, where it's one of those things. Well, things are picking up from a digital platform perspective or the network. That may not be the case as of right now. They're still working on a distribution deal. They want to go through traditional providers. And their CFO. George Barrios, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Barrios, I don't know, whatever. Their CFO did an interview. They want to seek traditional distribution deals through traditional networks. They want it to be traditional because, well, that's the way people see things, but they also like the fact that they can go through the internet. But going through the internet, as we discussed last week and on Sunday, you need a lot of people. WWE would need 1 million subscribers at $10 to $15 per month to break even on strictly internet, because they would be covering all the costs.
Right.
That's, you know, that's interesting. But one of the bigger stories coming out of it is WWE has finally recognized that their pay-per-views are way too expensive.
Thank God. It took them long enough.
They noted that... He noted on the pay-per-view business that WWE recognized a $45 to $65 pay-per-view event is pretty expensive in today's world, where this is so much, there's so much content out there, which is why WWE wants to take all those pay-per-views and bundle them up together on the network. Makes sense.
It makes complete sense, especially since, you know, you're going to be paying a monthly fee for the network anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes sense that you would get at least some kind of deal. That's an incentive to buy the network. Is instead of paying, you know, $40 to $60 for a pay-per-view, you're going to be paying $10 a month for the subscription service.
Right.
So you subscribe to the network, you get all the daily content that the network offers and then some, and then you also get pay-per-views with it. That's a really good deal.
It is a very good deal.
So, you know, that just kind of sweetens the pot to allow for subscribers, and it's something that they could eventually... break even on.
Yeah, if they can get up to a million, if they get to like 2 million to 4 million, they can make like $50 million. So that's their incentive. They want people to buy this network when it gets officially launched in the next couple months.
I think this is going to be a good venture for them.
Mm-hmm. It has all the earmarks to be a good venture. All right. A few years ago, the joke was, when's the WWE Network coming? When's the WWE Network coming? It's coming. They just took their time. They realized WWE likes to jump at things and go forward with it, but they realized they had to take a step back and you know, really sink their teeth into building a true network. And that's what they've done. And when it launches, they are going to be in the forefront of, you know, technology, as it were, for this type of deal, if they actually go on the internet.
Exactly. It's going to be one of those things where, you need to do it right. And that's the thing, is it's, I'm actually really happy that they took that step back and they rethought it, because it's like when they were looking at the launch a couple of years ago now, it was something of, oh, well, you know, they don't have this in place. They don't have a head of the network in place. They don't have really, you know, they've shot everything for it and they've shot all this content for it, but they don't, they're not ready to distribute it yet. It's like they can't even get a channel to put the network on, but they're planning a launch. So it's like somebody who made sense got to whoever is pushing the network project and said, wait, hold up a second, we're not ready to do this.
Right. WWE years ago was looking to buy, you know, Universal HD and other channels, but when they couldn't buy an established channel, they decided to take a step back, let's refocus, and do what they can.
Yeah, because it's something of, if they can come into the deal saying, okay, well, you know, we've got this many people already interested in the service going in before they ever even launch, that's good for them, because that's an incentive for someone to maybe go into business with them.
Correct. And that's how they're going to have to eventually get sponsors on board, and that's where, you know, having a new the CFO, the brand officer, and all that fun stuff comes in, where they're really going to focus and make this a viable network, and they have all this content, and all the content will lead to something big for them down the road. Might not. They hope to get it off the ground running, and that's with WrestleMania, which is the smartest move they can make, at least to me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You kick it off with your biggest show of the year. You know, you incentivize the deal by, hey, you know, if you pay $60 up front, $10 a month for 6 months, you get WrestleMania, which, as we all know, WrestleMania is $70.
Correct.
So you get $10 off essentially WrestleMania, or you get WrestleMania free, and then you pay $60 for the service. Either way, they're offering a really good deal to sign up for the subscription service.
Correct.
And you know, even at $10 a month, $10 added to your cable bill, that's not too bad.
Oh no, that $10 is affordable. It's one of those things where if it's on, see, the one thing's different about the internet and then on cable. If it's on your cable bill, you usually let it run. You don't usually change your package until, you know, your package spikes, and then you have to renegotiate with your provider. But if it's all, for only that, $10 just cycles through, and you just pay it because it's something on your cable system.
Right. And it's something of, again, it's competitive. It's actually more competitive than Showtime and HBO. I think it's cheaper than Showtime and HBO, isn't it?
Probably. It's probably along the same lines, but they're... What WWE has is a lot more than what HBO has, because they're able to provide 50,000 hours of back content, which HBO does not have.
Right. Which, that's pretty awesome. So at any one time, you can tune into the WWE Network and you have WWE content, you know, whatever they happen to be showing, and plus, also eventually what they can begin to do is expand the network, so they don't have to rely on that back content. As we said, they have material in the can that they will be showing, and that'll probably get launched first. And then it's like something of, you know, we sit here and we joke about, you know, oh, well, we'd love to see a reality, you know, like Total Divas, but it's like Rock and I were joking today. Oh, I'd love to see, you know, Total Wyatts. Stuff like that. You know, that's stuff that, not seriously for the Wyatt family, but stuff they can look into, where it's like you could potentially expand out and take your wrestling characters out of the TV environment for Raw and SmackDown and maybe put them into a more focused show.
Right.
You know, it's something else that they can do their, you know, TV move, or their movies. They can show their movies on the network. And eventually they can maybe make made for network movies or something.
Right, there'll be another avenue for their WWE films at some point.
Right.
There's a lot they can do with this network, and it's going to be one of those things to really look forward to, because I'm actually looking forward to it. I really want to see what they do. I want to see them come out with a bang with this network.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens with the network. I would actually be interested in at least getting it up front, just to see what it is, just to see what you get with it. Because it's like, again, it's worth it for the pay-per-views alone.
Mm-hmm.
Their only enemy is somebody, obviously, is illegal streaming. And somebody getting the network and then streaming the network for everybody else for free.
But guess what? But the positive with this, it will cut down on illegal streaming, because people who do illegal streaming do it because the content is not affordable to them.
Right.
It was noted in this article, 1 year ago, their data showed doing a network on the internet wasn't viable at all. They believe today, today they believe it is because of changing viewer habits, because the iPad, the tablets, that's becoming a thing now where you watch your programming. A year ago, it was just starting. Now it's becoming more integrated into people's lives.
Right. Absolutely, I agree 100%. And it's something of TV technology shifting. It's like we've mentioned it, I think, before on the show with the sling boxes, for example, that allow you to watch your TV from anywhere. It's something of that's a changing market in the, or I'm sorry, that's a changing technology in the market that's really allowing everybody to watch anything from anywhere. So that now makes it viable for WWE, too, as far as doing a TV network.
Right, and they're always ahead of the game when it comes to this stuff. They were big on social media before it really exploded. They'll be big on this internet streaming service before everyone else really picks up on it. And they're working with, I believe, the Major League Baseball right now to get this up and running, if they go the direction of the internet. Because MLB has been doing internet streaming for years, and they have, you know, really good content on it because they stream every single day with MLB TV.
Right. You know, I would welcome WWE streaming on the network, especially if it was something they could get USA to agree to stream Raw and SmackDown, or USA, I should say, USA and Sci-Fi.
Yeah, but that won't happen because they're still going to keep their Prime, Raw, and SmackDown off the network.
Oh, no, but it would be something of eventually to be able to stream Raw and SmackDown on the network, on the mobile devices. That would make it, you know, at least easier for me, being on a delay.
Right,
and
yeah.
And people like me who can't watch it live.
Yeah, it'll become one of those things where Viacom will see what WWE is doing, and they'll probably try to, not Viacom, NBC, Universal, will try to figure out how WWE is doing this, probably, you know, work on that. But it's all coming. Internet television is coming in the next 10 years.
Pretty exciting stuff.
It really, really is. There, by the way, they should also note, they believe India will be a gigantic market for them in the long term.
Oh, I could see that. I can totally see that.
Mm-hmm.
India, Asia in general. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and one other thing, they also believe they're hopeful of signing new contract deals with Raw and SmackDown by the end of April. You know, WWE gets 1/5 to 1/10 the money for their programming per viewer watching than the NHL, NASCAR, NBA, and MLB. So they're trying to, you know, raise their portfolio with a big, huge network deal, and they're probably going to get it.
Oh, they probably will. And, well, you know what else is going to raise their portfolio?
What's that?
WrestleMania 31 has been announced.
Yes, it has. On March 29, 2015, it will be live from Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Other events will take place at the San Jose Convention Center and San Jose Arena. I believe it's the AT&T Arena. I'm not 100% sure what it's called in San Jose. But they're going to do the events in the Hall of Fame in San Jose and the Access in San Jose, but the event will be in Santa Clara, and it'll all tie together with the San Francisco 49ers.
Pretty awesome stuff.
It is, and the logo has been announced. People have different opinions on it. It's going to be what they're trying to, the concept is, because the new stadium in San Francisco, in Santa Clara for San Fran, will be very technology friendly.
Which means that will tie in very nicely to their app and their social media and to everything that they're into right now.
Right, because that area, the Silicon Valley area, is big on technology, and they're going to really focus in heavy on that. So they're, you know, throughout the arena, the building itself, the stadium, you'll see lots and lots of stuff with that as well. So it's going to be very interactive, probably WrestleMania 31, and that's cool for them. It's, you know, the more and more, you know, interaction you can get with the show, it's becoming a thing.
Right. And that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Let's see, what else is pretty cool? Good God, we have a lot of news.
Staying on WWE announcements, as it were.
Yeah.
WWE filed a document with the SEC on Tuesday disclosing that WWE CEO Vince McMahon has granted his wife 8.5 million shares of Class B McMahon family stock for estate planning purposes.
Hmm.
Interesting. I wonder what they're coming up with there.
Somebody's obviously planning for the future, I guess. That's interesting. 8.5 million shares. I wonder what that's worth.
That's probably... I would say at least $50 million.
That's a lot of money.
it is a lot of money. I would assume that it could be even more. I don't know what their stock is. It went to Class B, is Class A, whatever it is. But
I think Class A is like the... I think is the actual doled out shares that each of the four of them held. Like actual shares in the company, as far as I think that's voting stock.
Right.
And I think Class B is non-voting, I think.
Still, it's a lot of money that was disclosed as a gift to Linda. So, we'll see what that turns up.
Vince and Linda, maybe they're planning for retirement?
Possibly.
Could be.
One other WWE announcement. No, they've announced that WWE DK Publishing have issued a press release today announcing the new WWE book entitled WWE 50, a book which celebrates 50 years of WWE history with an unprecedented look into the story of the company. The book is written by co-author of the WWE Encyclopedia, Kevin Sullivan, who, you know, wrote the WWE Encyclopedia with our buddy Brian Shields, who we've had on the program, but this is written by Kevin Sullivan. And this will be available in March of 2014. It states, an unprecedented in-depth look into the story of the company. The book tackles WWE's split from the National Wrestling Alliance, the sale of WWE to Vince McMahon by his father, WWE's national expansion, innovations of WrestleMania, Raw, SmackDown, Survivor Series, and other shows, triumph in the Monday Night Wars, and taking WWE public. Spanning over 224 pages and in hardcover format, the book is written by Kevin Sullivan, as I said, who has worked on the WWE Encyclopedia and other books in the past. It's pretty cool.
And if you haven't seen the WWE Encyclopedia, or you haven't listened to our interview with our good buddy Brian Shields, you can definitely listen to both of his interviews with us, because we actually spoke with him not too long ago.
Yes, you can. They're both available at Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com. But yeah, the WWE history... WWE 50 is a nice book to go along with the new WWE DVD, His 50 Years of WWE, which was really, really good.
Yeah, I would actually be interested to check this book out, because they did if you didn't watch the history of WWE DVD, or at least the documentary portion, pick it up, go find it. It's a really excellent documentary. Obviously, it is told from WWE's perspective, so you got to take it with a little bit. You know, a little grain of salt there, but, you know, it's something of, it's a really good, informative documentary. It goes through the history of the company and shows how it got started and really how it was built. And for me, or for a lot of wrestling fans who weren't around in the early, early, early days, this is a really good documentary to watch, because it shows you the history of the WWE. It shows you what Vince's father did. It shows you what Vince did. Mm-hmm. And now you also get to see what Steph and Hunter are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're moving the company forward. And they have a lot of really fantastic interviews with past and present talent on the DVD.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the DVD, and it's very interesting, so we both recommend going out and get a copy.
Yeah, so I may have to go check out the WWE 50 book when it comes out.
Yep.
May have to. We'll have to see.
May just have to.
You know, may just browse it in Barnes and Noble. Look around, you know, suspiciously. But speaking of announcements that are somewhat WWE related.
Okay.
We'd like to issue our congratulations, because they are in order. Christian, King Kitten's favorite wrestler, and his wife, as he sits there and bemoans, are celebrating the birth of their first child,
yes.
A little girl.
Yes, they are. He made the announcement on Monday night. On WWE.com, he only talks about his personal life once in a while, and this is the only time basically he's talking about it. That he's been out with a concussion, and he was out because he had a baby girl just recently, so congratulations to them. There's a video on WWE.com right now to check it out.
Yeah, Rock was, like, literally sitting there last night at Raw. Or, not last night, Monday night, because they released the announcement Monday night, and he's going, "What? Where's the link? Why isn't there a link?"
It said, breaking news, announcement by Christian. All right, click the thing. There's no link. It took like an hour after. It's like, here's the big splash page. Where's the link? I want the link. But it eventually got up there.
Yeah, and we got to see. And so congratulations to Christian. We're very, very, very happy for him. So, yay! But speaking of Raw, speaking of Monday night, oh my goodness, things happened Monday night. Not only did the slammies happen, but, well, people got trapped under the ring, and other people showed up naked, or nearly naked.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you want to start?
Well, you know, let's start with Boo Boo and the boys, because, well, I think they need a little sympathy.
Tell the people what happened.
Basically, what happened is, as we all know, the Wyatts had a match Thursday night, or not even Thursday night, Monday night. Good Lord, if I could talk. I'm all thrown off. I'm all discombobulated because it's Wednesday.
Right.
Anyway, Monday night, the Wyatts had a match. Before their match, John Cena came out and accepted the award for, I believe, Match of the Year.
Uh-huh.
Well, Cena took a little bit longer than I guess was expected.
Uh-huh.
Because, well, the Wyatts, after their match, couldn't exactly get out before the next award was presented.
No, they couldn't, because they had, like, we went back and timed it. It was less than, like, 10 seconds.
Yes, it really was.
Between lights going out and lights coming back on to do for the next award. So it's like, where did they go? How fast did they get away? Well, apparently they didn't. They were stuck under the ring for how long, I believe? 45 minutes?
45 minutes, yeah. The lights out was literally enough time for Bray Wyatt, Eric Rowan, and Luke Harper to scurry under the ring and then have to stay there until the end of the show after it went off the air, which you have to say, God, those poor guys. Because if you actually go back and you watch the end of Raw after the Wyatts, you actually see that they stay on the back half of the ring.
Yeah. All major bumps take on one side, close to the announce table, rather than closer to the other side of the ring.
Right? So it's just, it's like, oh, those poor, poor guys. Because there was actually, I think, a video that came out that shows a GIF.
Yeah.
Of somebody filming the Wyatts literally running, like mad dashing. Like, you just see Eric Rowan take off, or you see Bray Wyatt take off, you see Luke Harper right behind him, and then you see Eric Rowan like right behind him, like going, "Hey, wait guys, don't leave me behind."
Mm-hmm.
Like literally they just make the mad dash up the ramp, which is kind of hilarious.
It is. So we kind of felt bad for them after a while.
Yeah, it's like those poor, poor guys. But, well, they weren't the only ones that were a little embarrassed or a little stuck,
no,
as it were.
No, they aren't. So, as if you see, look, you can watch on your technology screens at the moment, showing the some of the video. After Monday Night Raw, they had what they call a Spinner-Rooney contest. So, since, you know, it was right after the John Cena Ward match at the end of Raw, or at the Dark Match of Raw, they brought out Daniel Bryan. His people turned on him. You know, he didn't want to do it, but they kept chanting, yes, 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 and he thought, but you're my people. So, he had to do the whitest, one of the whitest Spinner-Roonies of all time. Then they brought in John Cena to do the Spinner-Rooney, and he just rolled around the ring, and that was kind of pathetic. then they brought out Big Johnny, John Laurinaitis, to do a Spinner-Rooney, which was interesting. Then they brought out Titus O'Neil, and he did a pretty good one. I will say that he did pretty good. As you're seeing on the screen right now. Then, you think, okay, right after that, who else could they possibly bring out? Well, they then decided to bring out the new chief brand officer of World Wrestling Entertainment, the one and only Stephanie McMahon. And, to her credit, in heels, she attempted a Spinner-Rooney.
Yeah, props to Steph for doing it in heels.
So, after all that, you know, okay, here it is. They all do it. They all do it. Then, Booker T's, they need to see the Spinner-Rooney that is simply the best in the world. They brought out CM Punk.
In his underwear.
In his underwear, and if the thing didn't freeze, you'd probably be seeing it right about now. But the player decided to freeze. The video, there it goes. So they brought out CM Punk. Now, CM Punk came out in his, you know, sweatshirt. And, well, pretty much nothing else but his skibbies.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That's exactly what he came out in, a sweatshirt and his skivvies, because somebody went and yanked him out of the shower.
Yeah, he was about to take a shower, or he was in a shower, and he came out, did a Spinner-Rooney, a white man Spinner-Rooney, and then, the best part of the entire thing, was he got up, after he did the Spinner-Rooney, and went over to Stephanie McMahon, and gave her a giant hug.
Yes, a nearly naked CM Punk gave Stephanie McMahon a giant hug.
Yeah, you can see Booker T stripping him down right now on the screen.
Then, poor Punk, just poor Punk.
Right. So he does the Hogan ear, and he, you know, does the Spinner-Rooney, and then he walks over, gives Steph the hug, and then puts his arm around her. She's like, I want out of there. I want out. Can I get away? Can I get away? Please? Please? Pretty please? So yeah, they had a Spinner-Rooney contest. That's the thing. Time to sign to end now. There. But yeah. Yeah, Spinner-Rooney contest. One note about the Spinner-Rooney contest, years ago, I guess about 10 years ago, they tried to do this exact same thing with Booker T. And there was a guy they tried to bring out. And he refused.
A certain dead man.
Yeah. He basically said, No, not doing it.
I remember this. I remember it, actually, that reports came out about this, that they kept trying to get Taker to do it, and Taker wouldn't do it. Can you imagine The Undertaker trying to do a Spinner-Rooney? Good God. I think they got Kane to do one.
Right.
And because I think it was Booker and Kane, and they were trying to get Taker to do one, and Taker was like, no. And then proceeded to run.
Yeah, as King Ken says, no chance, that's what he's got. No chance, not gonna happen.
Nope. Run, Taker, run. Run for your life. So, yeah. Poor Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt boys and poor CM Punk. You know, Monday night was not a good night for them. But, well, Monday night wasn't a good night for somebody else either.
No, it wasn't.
And this week probably isn't a good week for him either. I actually feel really bad for him. For those of you that haven't heard or didn't see it in the match, Alberto Del Rio suffered a concussion off after he took a bump off the top rope with Sin Cara. There's actually a gif of his mat, his head hitting the mat.
Yeah, it was off the Sunset Flip powerbomb off the top rope. Yeah, so his head went splat, and down he went.
Yeah, and he's been diagnosed with a concussion, and the poor guy, he doesn't get to go home. He actually is at Tribute to the Troops right now. He's doing autograph signings. He's taking pictures. He's probably going to participate in the show in some way. And, yeah, the poor man, I feel so bad for him. He cannot feel good right now.
No, he has a headache, probably. But he's with him doing all these activities, he's probably feeling all right. So that's a good thing, good sign.
Yeah. So hopefully it's not too severe.
Right. Hopefully it's just it was a minor thing, and he'll be back in the ring soon.
I hope so.
So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, what else happened in the news this week?
Well, we're gonna shift out of WWE because we had quite a lot of WWE news to talk about, and we're going to move into some TNA.
TNA, TNA, TNA.
First of all, TNA announced that they have signed Puerto Rican wrestler Extreme Tiger, and he will be getting a tryout around, I guess, at the next Impact tapings in January, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to him. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, there's also some interesting news coming out of the tapings, which we're not going to give away what happened. We're not going to spoil it for y'all, but, well, rumors are going around that AJ Styles has wrapped up his contract with the company, or at least the extension, and he's done.
AJ Styles' contract expires on the 16th or 17th of this month. He signed an extension a few months ago to work through the end of the year, basically, with them. And his contract's up. What does that mean for his future? Well, he's currently taking independent bookings elsewhere. Will he be back with TNA? You don't know. But right now, he will be a free agent.
Yeah, only time tells with AJ, but it seems the disconnect is obviously over money.
TNA's cutting back. They're trying to cut deals and make them more affordable for them at the moment. He was one of their higher paid guys, and he has to take a pay cut. Sometimes you balk at it, and, well, this sort of thing happens. He's the face of TNA, and they kind of lost him for the moment. Will he be back? You never know. But it's all about the money, and money really talks in certain situations.
Yes, absolutely. And, well, another rumor going around is that Jeff Hardy might be done, too.
Right.
Or at least that's what people are believing.
Alright, we're going to tell you something. There's an angle coming up where Jeff Hardy talks about how he's finished with TNA. Well, Lindsay kind of figured this one out, and I'll let her tell you what's going on.
I just took a huge drink of water. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So, for those of you that don't know, Jeff Hardy has a little, you know, criminal conviction.
Small
on
one.
His record.
Just a small one.
Believe it was it a felony?
Probably.
I think it was a felony. Anyway, it's a small, he basically took a deal on some drug charges, massive drug charges that he had a couple years ago. He took a deal. He served some time in jail, I believe. Or no, he didn't. He did serve some time in jail, but I think he ended up going to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all swept under the rug very quietly. Well, because of that, Jeff Hardy is not allowed to leave the country for certain venues, including Europe. Particularly England. England does not like to let felons in, and so TNA, because they can't take Jeff Hardy with them, sort of has to figure out a way to write Jeff Hardy out of the storylines while they're overseas. So that's pretty much what's going on. We're not going to say how he gets written out, but he's written out around the January tapings because TNA is going overseas in January and February. And so if y'all remember, this happened the same time last year where you had the Aces and Eights hit him in the knee with a hammer,
mm-hmm.
taking him off TV for about a month, I believe.
Yeah, 4 weeks. They were the 4 week tapings.
So yeah, so he will be back, you know, presumably after they get back from Europe. But yeah, Jeff Hardy, as far as I know, is not leaving TNA. He is under contract. So everybody freaking out that Jeff Hardy might be retiring. He might be done. He's not. Okay, he's just not. They're writing him off TV because of the conviction or the deal or whatever he took, whatever you want to call it, basically the
probation.
The crime.
Yeah, it's probation, basically.
So he cannot go overseas, so they have to do something, and this is what they're doing. So if you've read the spoilers and you know what happens, that's what's going on. If you haven't read the spoilers, and we're not going to spoil it for you, have no fear, Jeff Hardy will return.
Yay, Hardy, Hardy, Hardy.
But on that note, I think we should take our first break of the evening.
Yeah, I think we should.
Because when we come back, we'll be talking all about the Slammies.
We're all going all up into the Slammies because it will tie into our question of the night, which is, who was the biggest snub?
At the Slammies. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
There are just too many times people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy. Too many times that I've held on when I needed to push away, afraid to say what was on my mind, afraid to say what I need to say. Too many things that you said about me when I'm not around. You think having the upper hand means you gotta keep putting me down. But I've had too many standoffs with you. It's about as much as I can stand, so I'm waiting until the upper hand is mine.
1 minute you're on top,
looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been...
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
On December 21st, join your only Excuse Me Home on a Saturday night, CB Radio, for That Christmas Show. Celebrate the Christmas season with your favorite bunch of Grinches as we give you all the weird, wacky, and unusual that Christmas can possibly bring, including trivia games, Christmas music, and of course, Subway's 12 Days of Christmas.
12th day of Christmas, what part of the page do you need? 12 golden thongs, 11 angry arpeggios, 10 bottles of Faygo, 9 pieces of the bug, 8 role plays in my mailbox, 7 packs of paper, 6 horrible tarot of my jobber.
Be a part of all the fun that CB Radio's That Christmas Show can bring live Saturday night, December 21st, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Amazing Kong, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll get up the slack. Yeah. Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
This is where I say welcome back to the back right here, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, because apparently the person who's supposed to talk is not talking. So hi everybody, we're back here live right here on WildTalkRadio.com, presented as always by PWManiaMemLanePromo.com.
You know what, I was looking for stuff for you.
No, I...
It took me, you know what, like 10 seconds, you know, to get resettled and stuff? Good God! You know what, I'm going to throw you in the jello with the other two. Let them just kick your butt.
Oh, don't you even. I'll grab you and throw you into the jello.
No, that's not how this works.
That is exactly how this works, ladies and gentlemen. It's exactly how it's going to work. Jello fights. It's coming.
It's totally coming.
Anyway, we're back here. We're going to get to the Slammy Awards.
We are getting into the Slammy Awards. If you didn't see Monday Night Raw, the Slammys were all over the place. It was actually a really good show. I'd recommend going back and watching it if you can find it. I think it's on replay on Universal HD.
On Saturday nights, it replays with SmackDown.
Yes, so definitely check it out. They also had actually a pre-show to the Slammys, which started 30 minutes before Monday Night Raw on the WWE app. And they also had .com awards as well.
They did.
So they had quite a number of awards this year, but what was nice about this show is it had a really big award show feel to it. They actually made it feel important. Like, it's not just a Monday Night Raw where, oh yeah, by the way, we're doing some other stuff. It's the Slammys felt important.
Mm-hmm.
Which was good.
Oh, it was great. I enjoyed it. It was like, it was a real Emmy, Oscar award type feel. They had a nice stage set up for it. They had everyone in their suits. Suits.
Shield.
That's why I played that song.
Yeah, buddy.
Lindsay.
Yeah, the Shield broke the internet, and then CM Punk broke the internet.
Yeah.
But we will get there.
The ladies of the Tumblrs and the Twitters and the Facebooks. They had a good night.
Yeah, social media with the Shield kind of sort of exploded.
And it continues to explode to this day.
Yeah, people still aren't over it.
No, they're not. So anyway, let's get into the question light first before we break down some of the awards.
Yeah, some people are butthurt about the winners and the losers, and so we got to ask the question, we got to ask the people, who do you feel, you know, was the biggest snub at the Slammys?
We got AJ, we got Wyatt, and we even had a Dolph Ziggler thrown in there as well, who was a big snub in one of the categories. So I was like, when I saw the response for Ziggler, I was like, wait, what was Ziggler up for? Oh, that's right. Now I remember the award he was up for. took a second, but then I was like, okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, because that was actually one I picked because it was for the This Is Awesome Award. To me, I would say AJ was the biggest snub, at least for, you know, she could have either won one of two awards, but she was my biggest snub. What about you?
I would have to agree. I think AJ got a little snubbed. I would say the Wyatts maybe got snubbed.
And at the very least, I think Antonio Cesaro got snubbed in one of the .com awards where he, you know, him swinging Great Khali around, which was a giant feat of strength. Sort of didn't win. I don't remember exactly who won that one off the top of my head. I have to actually look it up here. Yeah, the Mark Henry one with pulling the two trucks, but I would think Cesaro swinging Khali was a little bit more impressive for the Feat of Strength award.
Yeah, so, you know, it's something of, it is what it is. You know, just to kind of, we're going to run down the .com awards really quickly. You had Roman Reigns win for the spear, for What a Maneuver. You have the Shield
hold on,
win
hold,
for
hold,
Faction.
Hold on, it's What a Maneuver!
Yeah, we'll go with that. Anyway, Faction of the Year is the Shield.
Hold on. That comes from Vince McMahon's commentary where he would never call the name of a move. He would just call it, for a finishing move, it would be, What a Maneuver! Little history there. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Yeah. Anyway, Faction of the Year is the Shield. Yeah, one thing we should mention is that the Shield cleaned up. The Shield cleaned up and Daniel Bryan cleaned up.
yeah, they did.
And, by the way, Nashville, you bastards. And now I gotta wait till January 15th. You bastards.
Alright, since she's distracted from that for a second.
No, I'm good now. I'm back. Good, it's just more, it's, again, you bastards. And now I gotta wait for January 15th, which is not as long as Once Upon a Time, but.
But, still, enough time. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. Anyway. Faction of the Year went to The Shield. You Still Got It. Best Superstar Return went to Goldust.
Which was, should be, because he's improved. Now, before you go to the next one, because I see the list you're going through, I want to play some audio for the people. Because it was so like, adorably awesome, this audio. Brie Bella and Daniel Bryan went to Instagram and asked you... wants you to vote for, you know, couple of the year.
Hi, WWE Universe. You know you want to vote for us for couple of the year.
Couple of the year?
No, he means yes, yes, yes. Hashtag slamming.
The best part of it is Daniel Bryan has this big growling face, and then she starts... speaking it and doing yes. It's tremendous. So they did indeed, I believe, win couple of the year.
They did. They did, in fact, win couple of the year. For tag team of the year, the Shield actually did not win in this one, which was surprising. You had the Cody Rhodes and Cold Dust take it.
Not surprised, a little bit surprised, because the Shield held it most of the year. You would figure they would, Team Hell No should have been nominated, because they held it for 5 months in the year, too, so.
Well, you could have nominated Hell No, but something tells me that wouldn't have gone well. although I would have loved to have seen the awkward acceptance speech between Kane and Daniel Bryan. That would have been amazing.
Now that you're thinking about it, it kind of would have been, right?
Yeah, they actually probably would have stood a chance in the category.
Team Hell No winning tag team of the year. That would have been funny.
Yeah. And then we have Feat of Strength. As we mentioned, Mark Henry pulling two trucks with his bare hands. That was incredibly impressive. But Cesaro swinging Khali was pretty impressive, too.
It was.
It kind of was. Say what? Quote of the year was one stipulation. I'm in my boys' corner and I'll be your Huckleberry all night long. By Dusty Rhodes won.
You gotta do that with more lisp, baby.
No. I'm not Dusty Rhodes.
You're not the Mac and Dween, baby.
Not the Mac and Dween, no.
You're not gonna be my Huckleberry all night long. No?
No.
No.
Just, no.
No.
That Stance Moves went to the Funkadactyls. Favorite web show, JBL and Cole show.
Funk is on a roll, and well, they had a bear, so they automatically win.
No, the bear filed a grievance.
They had a bear.
Which I'd like to point out that Kane kicked the guy that plays the bear in the face. Just pointing that out. He kicked the leprechaun. Just pointing that out, Kane. Mr. I'm in charge of animal resources.
Yeah, he's now also in charge of animal resources. It's fantastic.
If you haven't seen last week's JBL and Cole show, go watch it. It's amazing.
It is.
It's really amazing. Anyway, best crowd of the year, Raw after WrestleMania 29. No contest there.
They started the Fandango craze. Yeah.
Yeah.
They get it. Seattle, though. Seattle's trying for next year.
Yeah, Seattle's got it for it, man. They're trying. And, well, depending on where Daniel Bryan is in favor, they may not get a nomination. And, of course, to round out the .com awards, we have catchphrase of the year, which was yes, yes, yes from Daniel Bryan. Not surprised.
No,
but
not all that surprised, you know. I you know, Fandango could have been one, but, you know. Also, I would actually, out of them all, behind yes, probably would have been We the People, because people actually get behind that.
Right.
Even though they're heel, people actually get behind We the People.
And then, of course, we have the pre-show awards, which Breakout Star of the Year was given to The Shield.
No surprise there.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Though I did pick Big E, but I should know better.
Yeah, the Shield again, like I said, they cleaned up in more ways than one. The This Is Awesome moment of the year, Big Show knocks out Triple H.
Kind of surprised.
Kind of surprised, but not really, given the fact that the Authority is so hated right now. Kind of makes sense.
Kind of makes sense, but, yeah.
Let's see. Trending now, hashtag believe in the Shield. Of course, Beard of the Year, which kind of broke my heart a little bit, but I'm not surprised, went to Daniel Bryan. So, yeah, that's the one where I feel the why it's kind of got snubbed, because no offense to Daniel Bryan, but Eric Rowan's beard, I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta give up to his beard, yeah.
The ginger alone, come on.
He has a beard to, you know, to end all beards, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, come on, dude. And this is where we're trying to find the winners for the rest of the awards. So while you do that, while I do that, stall.
All right, let's go to another category. We'll go with the extreme moment of the year. It featured the Shield triple powerbombing the Undertaker, Ryback spearing John Cena through the LED, CM Punk, and also the Wyatt crushing Kane at SummerSlam, and that ended up actually going to CM Punk.
Should have been the Wyatts.
should have been the Wyatts. Actually, it should have been the Shield, honestly.
Yeah, it should have been the Shield, because we wanted to see if Taker would show up. But
now that we know that he doesn't want to go to Seattle, because every time he goes to Seattle, they try to make him do a spin-a-rooney, it kind of makes more sense.
Dude, he don't want to leave the house.
I know.
You know, there's not even, not even a question. He just doesn't want to leave the house.
I know. You had the LOL moment of the year, which had the rock concert, Vicky Guerrero getting fired, Taz O'Neil throwing up, and The Great Khali and Jinder Mahal, Charming Essence, and Cobra. That went to the Rock concert, and that's where we saw Vicky Guerrero tell us how good she looked.
Yeah, which... Vicky! The shorts! No. Just... No!
No. In Solo, the year was presented by The Miz, had Stephanie, DeGray, and Big Show, AJ for Total Divas, Trash into Total Divas, Paul Heyman disowned CM Punk, and Zeb Coulter offended the universe, and that went to Stephanie McMahon. That's where I think AJ got snubbed.
Yeah, AJ got snubbed a little bit.
Though thinking back about Stephanie's moment, that was pretty big.
That was huge because that was obviously where she fired Big Show, but there was, she basically just stood there and, was bullying him and slapping him around and then fired him, whereas AJ actually, insulted the entire cast of Total Divas in one shot.
That's true.
To their face.
Yeah. We should mention back at the LOL, the New Age Outlaws had their Bad Influence attire on.
Yeah, they did. They were definitely feeling some bad influences. Yeah.
This is where I'll go. Double Cross of the Year was presented by The Shield.
And their fangirl's ovaries just exploded.
Mm-hmm. Which was ended up winning by Shawn Michaels for super kicking Daniel Bryan Hell in a Cell. Others up for award were Mark Henry, Paul Heyman, and Triple H. So Shawn took that. Shawn had a great speech. If you haven't seen it,
go watch it.
Fan participation of the year was What's Up, Let's Go Cena, Fandangoing, and of course, yes, one Daniel Bryan. He also cleaned up besides Shield. Diva of the Year went to the Bella Twins. Another one many people thought AJ would have won, but the Bellas picked that one up.
I'm really not surprised AJ didn't win as much as I wanted her to. It's something I think that she's heel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not even think about it. She's heel, so people are not supposed to like her. So she's maybe a popular heel, but she's not a popular enough, with the voting majority to win something like that. So it's understandable that the Bellas would win. I as much as I like them on Total Divas, it's something of I kind of wish one of the Total Divas hadn't won. Just because it's like, especially for me, the Bellas, they haven't done as much as a duo.
Say it was Brie Bella.
If Brie won, I would be okay with it. If it was Brie as a single, that would have been fine because Brie has come a long way, especially over the summer. And Brie actually deserved to be nominated on her own. It should have been Brie and Nikki separate.
Right.
But the Bella Twins together, it's kind of like, you don't feel they, at least for me, I feel they don't deserve it as much because of the fact that, well, they haven't done as much as a pair as they have, as Brie has as a single.
Right.
And also it's something of, obviously they won because of some of the popularity with Total Divas.
And again, nothing wrong with that. But
no, nothing wrong with that at all. It's just it's other people deserve to be nominated, and other people maybe deserve to win too. So,
match of the year went to John Cena versus The Rock at WrestleMania for the WWE title. I can see why they went there.
I can see why they went there.
Doesn't mean I agree with it.
But I can see why they went there. And, I mean, it's like, honestly, you look at the way that... you look at the way they set that up. You look at who was involved in that match. They've got a very powerful fan base. Of course, The Rock and John Cena are going to win.
Right.
Of course they are. It's a given. Although everybody wanted to see Taker and Punk win, and I agree, Taker and Punk got a little snubbed. Punk got snubbed also in the fact that the match with Lesnar from SummerSlam was not on the card. So, yeah, it's something of match of the year. It's like, okay, I can see why it won. I don't like it, but I see why it won.
And then finally, you know, you said fan base. John Cena is a huge fan base. Everyone was legitimately shocked when Daniel Bryan won Superstar of the Year.
Oh, hell, I wasn't.
People in the back, I should say, were.
Again, they shouldn't be. Daniel Bryan is a lot more popular than the WWE even gives him credit for. And we're going to get into that in a minute. Because it's... The dude is over. Wherever he goes, he's over.
Oh, he's over, yeah. Without question.
And that's the thing. And it's like, being on Total Divas also helps him tremendously because it gets him across with the non-wrestling audience. But it's something of Daniel Bryan is behind John Cena, your biggest face in the company right now. He might even be a bigger face than John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might be. The popularity of Daniel Bryan speaks for itself.
It does. Those are the last of the awards, correct?
That is the last award, yes.
All right. So, well, as Rock mentioned, people were a little surprised in the back about, well, Daniel Bryan winning Superstar of the Year. A lot of people didn't think he would win, especially one Vince McMahon.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Who felt Bryan either wasn't popular enough or wasn't good enough to get a long-term run with the title, which a lot of people felt was a mistake. And now this win for Superstar of the Year, I should say, definitely makes that mistake more glaring.
It opened up some eyes, as it were.
Yes, so... Vince maybe isn't as in tune as he thinks.
He blamed the attraction on, you know, some of it on Daniel Bryan, but apparently, you know, they realized, okay, take a step back, he's still over, we gotta do something with him. So, yeah, the Triple H and Vince McMahon have learned that he's an important asset to the company.
Yeah, it's something of they made a star in Daniel Bryan, whether they meant to or not.
Yeah, he's over. He's over. And
yeah.
Big things will come in 2014 for one Daniel Bryan out of this. Because yeah, his popularity is rising, and no matter what, it's gonna be. He's gonna be on the fast track.
Yeah, yeah. So look forward for absolutely. Big things for Daniel Bryan, so crossing the fingers there. Another thing that's coming out is a lot of people were whining, complaining, and moaning about the voting. And as we said, people got snubbed.
Mm-hmm.
Or people felt they got snubbed.
Well, if you feel someone got snubbed, then you didn't have the WWE app. Because the voting, Lindsay, it was 100% real.
Yep. That's the report coming out, is that all the voting is 100% legit. It was not skewed. It was not altered. The winners were determined by the WWE Universe on the app, which is pretty cool, the fact that it was legit. And that explains the winners. And this shows, and this is actually a really good gauging point for the WWE to really tell, in some cases, like Daniel Bryan, who's over and who's not.
Correct.
And really, this is your meter stick on who you should push.
They had 1.6 million votes for on the app.
And I know I was one of them because I was voting on the app.
Mm-hmm.
So I would actually be really curious for them to publish the voting results to see who placed where. Because I know at least for Superstar of the Year, it was extremely close.
Yes, it was. But I don't think they post it. They won't post. I don't think they will post the actual breakdown, but yeah, it was very close.
Yeah, I would love to see the breakdown, but again, they won't post those kinds of things. But yeah, this is a really good gauge for the WWE to see who's popular with the fans and who's not, and really who to look to push in 2014. Obviously, the Shield is over huge. Daniel Bryan is over huge. And so we'll probably see those guys get a lot of attention in the next upcoming months, especially since Mania is so close. And we know that Mania plans have been shifting.
They have been shifting, so either at Mania or right after Mania, some of these guys are going to get the pushes. Now it's up to you guys to, you know, support them.
Yes. So support the boys, support them, and the girls. Support the girls, too.
And most importantly, if you want someone to get over, get the WWE app.
Right? Because they also post stuff, you know, like artwork, just saying.
Miss WWE app.
Right, sure, whatever. So, on that note, I think we're going to take our second and final break of the evening, and when we return, we're going to have Tweet of the Week, and, well, Sunday is a pay-per-view. Damn you, WWE. Once Upon a Time, finale, and TLC, all in one night. Oh, God, the feels. But anyway, we're going to be picking TLC. We're going to be talking about the matches. We're going to be breaking everything down because, yeah, we've got some head scratchers. So we'll be back with all that right here on the rack on WildTalkRadio.com in just a minute.
Just want to rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do that ass shake. So you grab your girls and you grab a couple more, and you all can meet me in the middle of a floor. So the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so quick to walk away. Dance with me, I wanna rock your body. Please stay. Dance with me, you don't have to admit, just walk away. Dance with me, let me rock you to the break.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once.
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
Now
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have a single earth.
WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, Mem Lane promo for all your memorabilia needs. Did I do it quick enough that time?
Yes, you did. You were on time that time. Well done. Way to be professional.
Thank you, you jerk. Anyway,
I love that'll
be not professional.
Oh, good lord.
And go to Tweet of the Week.
Yes, let's go to Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Since I have a bunch,
I'll go first.
Yeah. Ladies first.
Thank you. You're such a gentleman.
I know, right?
Seth Rollins, the Slammies aren't ready for us. To which I replied, my ovaries aren't ready for you. And no, no, they weren't. Corey Graves, because sometimes Vikings need to charge their cell phones. Hashtag Total Divas. You don't know what we're talking about. Tune into the Rack Extra on Friday and you'll hear all about it. Corey Graves again. For some reason, when Eva Marie is on my TV, I want a junior bacon cheeseburger. Hashtag Total Divas at eOnline at Wendy's. Corey Graves, best reason not to marry your cousin, the Wyatt family. Hashtag Slammies, hashtag Raw. Corey Graves is kind of my new favorite Twitter.
I can tell.
Corey Graves again, Ryback Soul. Sounds like some sort of anxiety medication. And lastly, Seth Rollins. We came, we suited up, and we conquered. Four Slammies and a punk. It's tough living on another level. Hashtag believe in the Shield. Seth, you cocky bastard, you.
Right. They're all very cocky. If Dean Ambrose actually tweeted, he'd be very cocky on Twitter. But sadly,
he actually went to his Twitter?
No, I said if he actually tweeted, he would be very cocky on Twitter.
He doesn't need to be cocky on Twitter. He has TV for that.
Exactly. Alright, is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Alright, AJ Lee, I really don't enjoy the game of chicken. Automatic doors like to play with me. Fake John Madden. Houston Texans drop 11 straight game. or what the Houston Astros call a typical road trip.
Ooh.
The Miz. I'm presenting Insult of the Year at Slammy Awards. Great, memorable nominations, but I feel like 90% of Twitter should be nominated, don't you? Dolph Ziggler. I'm a beanie on a model, baby. Come on, come on, and let me pout. Hashtag, I'm a genie in a model at Starbucks. Fake John Madden. Breaking weather. Flash flood warning issued in the state of Ohio due to Buckeye fans' tears.
Aww.
Fake John Madden. Report Roger Goodell, rather, to find Snow 100,000 for hitting every quarterback on the East Coast in the head. Some guy named Tommy Lawler says, Eagles can't run straight. Lions can't hold on to the ball. How's that for my game breakdown? That snowball was interesting. We're going to get some more from that one. Mike Pierre goes, for those asking, a snow angel celebration is a foul for going to the ground. That is an NFL rule. So you can't do
snow. That's so not fair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jim Salisbury, a reporter here in Philadelphia, sends a tweet to another reporter going, Bob, don't eat yellow snow. Renee Young goes, vote JBL and Cole Show for Slammy. I don't think other shows are real. Someone made them up, so as default, vote for us. Zach Berman, reporter here in Philadelphia, goes, reporter, Chip, why didn't you kick the field goal on 4th and 7 from the 10? Chip, did you see what happened when they tried kicking it? Yeah, you couldn't kick in the snow. Big A Lex and Breakout Star Slammy. I don't know how you all see it, but when it comes to children, E is for the children. Let that one sit in for a second. Caitlin goes, let me get this straight. There's no best journey to regaining self-confidence after being catfish on TV. Slammy category?
No, Caitlin. No, I'm sorry.
Not Bill Walton. They introduced Kobe to the Imperial March from Star Wars, Pure Evil, and Kobe loves it. Kobe made his return to basketball after suffering a torn Achilles this past weekend. Fake John Madden. Ravens fans hit Adrian Peterson in the face with a snowball from Upper Deck. In related news, he will try out to be Vikings QB on Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not Bill Walton. I love Return of the Jedi. One of my daughters loves Revenge of the Sith. Kobe. That's a quote. At this much-needed press conference, you know, he's finally talking. Not Bill Walton. NFL will not allow tailgating at Super Bowl. What are they up to, 48? Yeah, 48. This is a controversy of epic proportions. We should call it tailgate gate. See what he did there? AJ Lee, I just watched Big E Langston chest bump a man, and the man didn't implode. So basically, my day has already peaked.
Ha! Nice.
Caitlin, wow, so much tension between the Wyatts and Daniel. Must be because they're both up for Beard of the Year. Hashtag Slammy.
Yeah, okay, Caitlin, we'll go with that.
Dolph Ziggler, Slammy Double Cross of the Year was the big show on his bus repeatedly voting for himself on a Nintendo Power Pad. Caitlin, well, at least my mom thinks I'm Diva of the Year. Then again, she used to tell me my handmade macaroni necklaces were beautiful. Caitlin, the Divas aren't nominated for Fan Participation Award. I hear puppies chant nearly every time I wrestle. Lance Storm, since I am Jericho, invented everything. I like to smack him for inventing the WWE app, or at least inventing explaining how to download one. The Rock responding to a WWE fan, laughing, Vicky and I are actually good friends. Let me guess, you consider yourself wrestling smart? Grow up. Nice, Rock. Nice. Fake John Madden goes as follows. Report. After being benched for Kirk Cousins, RG3 will resume cashier duties at a nearby Good Burger. Welcome to Good Burger home. All the Good Burger can we take your order? And Kane Kiddens, sorry. This just happened to appear on my Twitter. Not Bill Walton. Dallas Cowboys are getting destroyed in December. Grass is green, the sky is blue, and Magic Johnson is still awful at tweeting.
You are so not sorry for that.
Not Bill Walton, finally. Tony Romo with yet another huge December loss. Obviously, he really needs to learn how to play better defense. Tweet of the week.
You just have to take shots. Like, you just live to take shots.
Hey. Facts are the facts. They lost in December. I'm not the one playing the game. They are, and they're losing at it. Hey. It's what Philly fans do. They take shots at Dallas. What do you want?
I'm waiting for you to brag about being in first place.
Hey, I didn't say it. You did. The Eagles are in first place. She said it. I didn't.
I'm just trying to get it all out of your system before we move into TLC and he's got to recap it and he doesn't, accidentally pick the wrong person for you because you pissed him off.
What do you want from me? I was not bragging. I did not say a word. That's all. You can move on.
You're such a cocky little shit.
I didn't say a word. You're calling me cocky. I didn't say a word, did I? No, I didn't.
No, I only talk to you every day, and I only hear what you say every day.
The Eagles are in first place? I know. Don't worry about it.
Again, right. Cocky little shit. So, let's talk about TLC.
By the way, media, Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, and Twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio, and Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Send your picks in. Sunday by 5 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. And we're playing for bragging rights, folks.
Yeah, so and at some point, Ken Kins will recap it all and go, here's who did the best all year long.
Not me.
Anyway.
I already know that one.
Probably be like Subway or Rob or something. Anyway.
Wouldn't that be irony?
It would be, yeah. You don't count the Slammies and pick them because, well, we all did horrible. So let's get into this pay-per-view, which airs Sunday night, as we said. And there's a bunch of matches. I believe there's 7 matches on the show entirely, including
yes.
The pre-show?
Including the pre-show, yes.
Okay, so where do you want to begin? Should we begin with the pre-show?
Yeah, that probably sounds best.
Let's start from the bottom, work our way to the top. So the kickoff match, what is it?
Of course, you would ask me that, and I don't have it pulled up.
Dolph Ziggler takes on... I'll leave it now. Dolph Ziggler takes on Fandango.
You do that intentionally, just to be a jerk.
No. I'd throw my hands up, whatever. Fandango versus Dolph Ziggler.
Who needs the win more?
I don't know why they're fighting. By the way, alright. Because we like to break it down a little bit. I don't know why they're fighting. Like, there's no reason for them to be fighting.
Other than it's on the pre-show and they have literally nothing better to do, no.
The preview goes, Dolph Ziggler will try to steal the show when he faces Fandango on the WWE TLC kickoff.
Sheamus is still hurt? I don't know.
Yeah, but they don't have a preview. We can't really give you much of one. I would assume Ziggler wins. I would assume that's who I'm picking.
Yeah, I think in this case Ziggler's probably gonna win. It makes sense for him to win. I guess he needs a win. God knows he needs a win. So, yeah, I'll go with Ziggler. That sounds about right. Seriously, I don't know. Like, it's just it's the battle of the jobbers, and I hate saying that.
In a night where many of the heels, I believe, are going to win. Ziggler needs to win this one.
I would agree with that.
Start the night off right.
Yeah, start the night off right. Give a nice feel good win. So, yeah, I say Dolph wins.
Do you have the card now?
Yes, I have the card now. Thank you.
Okay.
Jerk.
By the way, someone should keep count of how many times I've been called jerk during the show. It's been like 10 already. All I'm sitting here doing is talking. It's fantastic. It's a fun night here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, you're going to get punched in the face later.
What did I do? All right, anyway. Anyway, you missed the spot. Anyway, continue.
Clean it yourself. Intercontinental Championship! Big E Langston is taking on Damian Sandow!
Oh, we're off the rails.
Show rails what?
What? Big E's got to retain this one. As much as I love that Damian Sandow, this is Big E's to win. They're building him into a monster babyface at this point. And this could be a start of a feud between the two, and I hope it is. Maybe they have another match on Raw or SmackDown here in the coming weeks. But I see Big E taking it.
Yeah, I can see Big E winning. It's, you know, you build a feud between Sandow and Big E. I would say he doesn't maybe win cleanly. I say he wins by DQ possibly, which gives the reason for the feud to continue. But I say, yeah, Big E at least picks up the victory. Because he can't lose it. He just won it.
Just won it a month ago. He needs to keep it. So, yeah, we're both going Big E. One that's not listed on WWE.com I'm gonna throw out there is the tag team title, spoiler alert, they announced on Friday Night SmackDown. It'll be Goldust and Cody Rhodes defending the titles against the Real Americans, Big Show and Rey Mysterio, and Rybacksel. I would assume Goldust and Cody win. It's one of those things where maybe they put the belts on someone. This may be a way to get the belts off of Cody and Goldust.
They've had them since when?
October. Summer? October.
Night of Champions. They won them at Night of Champions.
No. They won them on Raw after Battleground, a week or two after Battleground, right before Hell in a Cell.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Right before Hell in a Cell.
Right, that's right, sorry. So, I would say they've had a nice run with them. They've kind of hit the wall where they don't really have any competition. And they've put kind of the Real Americans and Rybacksel on a little bit of a hot streak. I'm going to say Rybacksel takes it.
I'm going to stick with Cody and Goldust pull it out. But I'm seeing they're going to move it to Goldust and Cody versus Rybacksel heading into the new year. So I'm going with the Rhodes family on that one.
All right, fair enough. Up next, Divas champion AJ Lee is putting her title on the line against Natalya.
Every month we sit here and wonder, is this the end of the line for AJ Lee? Is this the time she's going to finally lose that belt? And every month we sit here and we actually ponder it and think, it's coming. You know it's coming at some point, and every single month when you think she's going to lose it, she continues to win. Again, I'm thinking she loses it. You get this feeling there. They want to switch things up a little bit. But I'm still picking AJ Lee.
You know, it's something of, they obviously are going to want to move it to one of the Total Divas at some point. They keep teasing this storyline between the Total Divas and the quote-unquote Real Divas.
And if you think about it, I'm sorry to interrupt you a little bit, the bigger moment, if you're going to make the title change and give it to one of the Total Divas, shouldn't be at TLC. Should be at that show that begins with a W.
Oh yeah, I agree. it might be something of they may want to take the belt off of AJ just to give AJ a break. Because she's had that title since the summer. So I could see them wanting to take it off of her, if nothing else, just to give her a break and to sort of refresh her. Because she's kind of hitting that point where she's running out of people, of legit challengers. She's kind of been in this holding pattern with the Total Divas, and they keep having the Bellas and Natalya challenge for the belts because they're really the only ones on the show, and the Funkadactyls, I should say, you know, they're really the only ones on the show that are built enough to challenge for AJ's title. So I want to pick Natty.
Then pick her.
No, because I just have a funny feeling AJ's going to pull it out for one more short show, and she drops it probably at the either on a Raw or SmackDown, or at the next pay per view at Rumble.
At the Rumble,
and that's where you start the push for Mania. Is you have her drop it to somebody at the Royal Rumble, because to win it at the Royal Rumble would be a pretty big deal.
It would be a big deal to do it at the Royal Rumble, no doubt about it.
And then you have, you know, whoever from the Total Divas, because it will be a Total Diva that wins it.
You know, there's only one Total Diva left that hasn't really got the shot that they really want to push.
If Eva Marie wins the Divas title, the wrestling community will riot. And not just complain on the internet. Legit riot. Just saying.
Yeah.
No, it's... And there's something we're also not considering. We have Tamina and AJ together. They could easily just split those two and have Tamina turn on AJ.
Oh, they definitely could.
And it's something of you have Tamina challenge AJ for the Divas title, and you have Tamina take the Divas title. That's obviously the next, I guess, logical step for AJ is the Tamina-AJ split, and then those two have a feud.
Right.
And whether the title's involved, I don't know, and that would actually probably be, I guess, maybe Mania, or possibly into the summer, depending on how long they want to keep this gimmick going. But I say AJ pulls it out for one more show.
There you go.
But I'm doubtful.
It's like you think, maybe.
It's like I don't want to pick against her because I want her to keep it, but it's like at the same time you kind of know the forces that are at work, and it's like can she keep it? Can she do it?
We'll have to see.
We will have to see. So up next after this we have Whack-a-Punk. The Shield taking on CM Punk in a 3-on-1 handicap match.
This has been built up well. It's one of those things where there's two handicap matches on the show, so you would assume one of the babyfaces pulls it out. And if you're going to do it, it would be this one. If you're going to have one of the babyfaces win 3-on-1 situation, you would have it be Punk, because there's a lot of tension between the Shield right now, especially coming off the Slammies, and the match between Punk and Ambrose from Raw, where the Shield basically, you know, left Ambrose alone because he wanted to do it on his own. So this could go one of two ways. The Shield can, you know, be dysfunctional, or this is where they come together and prove all the doubters wrong, that they can still work together and be a dominant force. I'm kind of torn on this one. What about you?
I'm really torn on this one and the next one. It's something of... It would make sense to have Punk win, just because that teases further tension in the Shield and teases the eventual split of the Shield. Because we're starting, that's what they're building to, is Roman Reigns is probably going to turn face and break away Dean Ambrose is going to stay the cocky heel, and Seth will presumably go with Roman when Dean and Roman split. Mm-hmm. So they're teasing that right now. You're building the tension, especially between Roman and Dean, so you're actually probably going to build to a feud between those two, and that's what results in the eventual split of the Shield. So it makes sense that Punk figures out a way to sort of hit that nerve for them where they can't, you know, they can't work together. He finds those insecurities and those problems, and problem in the armor, flaw in the armor, there we go. And, you know, he uses that to his advantage. So I can see that, but I can also see, based on the popularity from Monday night, based on the fact that Roman Reigns is on a roll, that the Shield just destroy CM Punk. Like, I can see this going both ways, but the problem is, it's like, if the Shield destroy Punk, where do you go from there?
I don't see them destroying Punk. I can see them beating Punk, coming together at the last second to beat CM Punk, where you can have, you know, it's Punk is about to win, and then boom, hits a spear.
Right.
Once again, Roman picking up the slack for Dean Ambrose. Dean tries to go, like the finish from Raw, where Dean went to try and got hit with a GTS. Then I could see Roman coming right in, hitting the spear, and putting Dean on top for the victory.
Right, I can see that. And that helps to also build tension in the Shield, but I think Punk winning and defeating them, especially if Dean's cockiness gets in the way, I think that helps more.
Yeah, but I think it's a little too early for more dissension. I think we're going to get to see them on the same page Sunday. I'm going Shield. I think it's a little too early. The split's coming, but I think TLC is a little too early for it to happen. Maybe around the Rumble, maybe something happens where someone eliminates the other in the Rumble, and they're not happy about it.
Right, I can see that. Yeah, I'll go with the Shield. I think there's going to be dissension. I think there's going to be tension. I think Punk is going to do everything I said he's going to do. But at the end of the day, I think the Shield are going to band together. They're going to get their shit together, and then they're going to defeat CM Punk. But I think Punk will definitely get his shots in. So, I'll go with Punk as well.
No,
or Shield. I'm sorry, Shield. Sorry. Sorry. I'll get my stuff together one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days. Because she's very confuzzled about the next matchup.
Oh, this next matchup, it gives me feels on all levels. Daniel Bryan takes on the entire Wyatt family in a 3-on-1 handicap match.
This one is... going into Monday, it was very simple. After Monday, there's more doubt in this one. I'm still going with the Wyatts take down Daniel Bryan. But there's part of me going, well, WWE's seen his popularity. Maybe they put him over. But I don't think it's time to put him over on this one. I think the Wyatts get the victory. It seems if they're going to continue the story, and I believe they will, this is the right way to do it. Wyatts go over.
I have two thought processes. Either the Wyatts go over and they beat Bryan down and they leave with Bryan, or Bryan joins the Wyatts.
Can't beat them, join them.
Can't beat him, join him. It's something of... Because Bryan knows what's coming. Bryan knows the Rumble is on the horizon. If he wants to get back in that title picture, especially with the title unifying at TLC, he knows that he's going to have to do the impossible. He's going to have to win the Royal Rumble. Because it's literally him winning the Rumble is the one thing the Authority cannot take away from him. They cannot screw him out of that. He will win, you know, he wins the Rumble legit.
Right.
And then the Authority has no choice. They have to award a title match to Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, which leads to tremendous tension with the Authority. It leads to issues as far as how the hell they're going to stop Bryan at WrestleMania, because the last thing you want is Bryan winning the title at Mania. Mm-hmm. Which is where, obviously, the payoff of the story is. Daniel Bryan wins the title at Mania. He does it legit, and the Authority can't screw him over.
Right.
That's kind of where my thought process goes. And Bryan's already gone it alone. He's tried to do it all himself, and he's not a match for the Authority.
Right.
So to have somebody in his corner that could back him, that, you know, you have in Rowan and Harper and Bray, to a lesser extent, because Bray doesn't wrestle as much, someone that can handle the Shield. Someone that can take out Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. Someone that has his supposed best interests in mind. That would be the Wyatts. Bray Wyatt is interested in getting Daniel Bryan to where Daniel Bryan wants to go, but at what price is that going to cost Daniel Bryan?
That's a million-dollar question. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a really, really, really difficult one to call. Because it's like you can see Bryan joining the Wyatts, but that means either Bryan would have to go heel or the Wyatts would have to go face.
All right. I don't see either of those happening. I don't see either happening.
So the Wyatts, I can see the Wyatts, like, Bryan gets his shot in, but ultimately I can kind of almost see this one going to a no contest, where the referee just has to throw it out because it's just too chaotic. Because I fully see the Wyatts descending on Daniel Bryan like a pack of rabid dogs, and just, you know, a fight literally breaks out between the four of them. Who comes out on top, I don't know. I would say Bryan somehow manages to get away, but the Wyatts get their shots in. But I'm not gonna pick a winner. I'm gonna say no contest. Nobody wins.
Nobody wins. All right.
Because I think that's the way that you keep everybody the strongest. Daniel Bryan keeps his momentum, and the Wyatts keep theirs.
Okay, I can see that.
And last, but certainly not least, is the title unification match between Cena and Orton.
All right, there's a lot about this one. When they first announced this, many were questioning why are they doing this. Some believe it's a great idea. Some believe it's a terrible idea. I'm in the middle. I don't know if it's a great idea. I don't know if it's a bad idea. I want to see how it plays out long term. And I believe Lindsay's on that same mindset.
I'm in the middle. I want to see how it plays out long term as well. I'm more curious. My only complaint is you could have done it at a bigger show. TLC seems like they're rushing it a little bit. But at the same time, it's like, okay, let's see. You know, it makes sense because it will get lost in the shuffle as Mania approaches. And if it were to happen at Mania, it would get even further lost. So.
Right. And this sets up the road to WrestleMania. Now you'll have one focus, one champion, and that begins your focus. Because at that point, you have to change a lot of things, because we're used to Royal Rumble. The winner for the last, decade has been either world title or WWE championship. Then you had the chamber where you can determine a new champion or a new number one contender as you head into WrestleMania. Now we're back to how it originally began. Rumble winner goes to Mania, fight for the title. The champion then has a challenge thrown his way right before at the February pay-per-view heading into WrestleMania. So we're back into the old routine, which is a good routine. I always like that routine.
Right.
Now when it comes to this match, when they started it, many were happy, many were scratching their head. But the last 2 weeks has been a tremendous, tremendous build. The build they did 2 weeks ago on Raw, where they got really they cut a promo and they got really physical, was well done. The promo for Monday, before all the stuff that happened afterwards, was really well done. It was, they both made this personal. They've also included past champions to tell the story of why those titles mean a lot. And they also built up the rivalry, showing old footage as well.
Right.
Now, when it comes to this, I believe majority of people are going WWE Champion, World Heavyweight Champion, the winner will be John Cena. As I'm looking on WWE.com right now, 80% believe John Cena will win. Because many believe that's best for business. But is it?
It could be.
It could be. But when you look at John Cena and what's to come, it's WrestleMania. In WrestleMania, he's on a level now where his matches need star versus star. And on this roster, there really is no equal to him to make his match seem important at WrestleMania.
Other than?
On the roster currently? No one. Outside factors. Alright, there's one on the roster, The Undertaker. But he's The Undertaker.
Right.
Beyond that, there's no one on the roster. Brock would be on that level, but they've done Brock and Cena. So you have Taker and Cena as an option, and you also have Cena and Hogan, brother. But there's no other star, because if you think what they've done with John Cena is they've elevated his level where he faced The Rock 2 years in a row, where it's a megastar battle. So anyone Cena faces has to be on that level. A step down would be having him defend the title against someone who's not on that level, and it really wouldn't elevate his match. It would just be a typical WWE main event match. Which is why, and it all goes back to challengers as well, and that's what we're going to get into here. Randy Orton needs to walk out of TLC as the undisputed unified champion. Because there's, once again, as we said, coming out of Hell in a Cell, there's more options for Randy Orton than John Cena with the belt.
I can agree with that. We had this conversation Tuesday night?
Monday night.
Yeah, it's, you have Orton finally, I think, prove himself in this match. Where it's, the authority's confidence is obviously shaking in Randy Orton. Monday night certainly didn't help, where he assaults Stephanie McMahon by accident. But ultimately, that could be pinned on Daniel Bryan, because Daniel Bryan pushed Randy Orton, but then again, Randy Orton started the whole damn fight.
Right. And one of the things that John Cena brought up was excuses. Randy Orton's career has been full of excuses. Is this the time? No more excuses for Randy Orton. Can he finally prove himself?
Right. This is the match where you need to have Orton go over. He goes over clean, and he does it himself. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have interference from the authority. He doesn't have interference from the Shield. He does it all on his own. He doesn't have any help. and he proves himself as a champion, as the face of the WWE, and he sort of takes that role from John Cena in addition to getting the unified title.
And if you go back to when the title was unified a long, long time ago, back in 2001?
Mm-hmm, something like that.
To December 2001 at Vengeance. Yeah, 2001. Yeah, 2001. Yeah, right after the... I'm trying to do the math, years in my head. 2001. When Jericho won it, he was the heel, and it made for a better story. Because he beat The Rock and Steve Austin in the same night. Modern era Rock Steve Austin is John Cena. So having Randy Orton beat him makes it that more big of a deal.
Right. And once again, it does everything for Randy Orton as far as establishing him as the face of the WWE, which is what they're trying to kind of do.
Right, and John, as we say a million times, John Cena doesn't need the championship, and he doesn't need to be the newest unified undisputed champion. He doesn't need that on his record. He needs to go on and feud with someone big time heading into Mania.
Cena will get the unified title at some point. Right now, if you go with the scenario of Daniel Bryan wins the Rumble, Daniel Bryan goes on a challenge for Mania, it's a better story because you can really get the payoff match of Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton, because Daniel Bryan pointed out to Orton, I think either on Raw or SmackDown, you never legit beat me.
Right. And on Monday night, John Cena pointed out, you know, I will give you a rematch, a fair rematch. That was sort of the first hint of, well, Cena's not winning.
Yeah.
Because they're not going that direction.
No, they're not going that direction, so it's something of that's the better story to tell, especially for Mania. Randy Orton against Daniel Bryan for the title one more time, and again, you have Daniel Bryan overcome the odds against Randy Orton, and he wins. And he wins the title, and then this time, you do give Bryan the run with the belt. Because mm-hmm. I'm sure they're now reconsidering Bryan having a run. And you give him that run in the summer, probably up till SummerSlam Night of Champions, give him a nice little run, and then you move him forward from there.
Right.
But that would basically make Daniel Bryan is to have him win the title at Mania against Randy Orton, where he overcomes every obstacle you could ever possibly imagine. He does it. He overcomes the odds. You know, it's the ultimate underdog story.
Right.
And it would be a nice way to make everybody happy, as well as make Daniel Bryan.
And that's the goal at the end of the day.
So, yeah. I don't think Superman overcomes in this one.
No.
I think his Lex Luthor is going to get him, and I think it's going to be Randy Orton.
I agree. Orton wins the Unified Championship.
So those are our picks for TLC. Do you agree? Do you not agree? Remember, you have until Sunday at 5 to submit those or make changes to your picks. Just contact us, media at wildtalkradio.com. You can tweet us at wildtalkradio. You can contact us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork. And we will get the picks to Kane Kittens as needed. Or you can email him, KaneKittens@wildtalkradio.com.
There you go.
And also you can tweet him at KaneKittens. We're giving your stuff out, dude.
We pimped your crap. Anyway, so there you go.
Anyway, so any rants?
No, what about you?
No, I'm totally good. So we are out of stuff to talk about. So we're actually going to end just a little bit early tonight. Sorry, guys. But, you know, that's what you get for us doing a show on a Wednesday. Because, yeah, we don't have Impact. So, anyway, Rock has stuff to pimp, so pimp away.
Check the Facebooks and the Twitters if Mace does decide to air WTR Games Garage tomorrow night. But tomorrow afternoon, not tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow, Friday night.
Friday afternoon, Anyway, Friday afternoon, it's the Rock Extra Total Divas episode 14 review. We review the entire episode, so you want to check that out. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Join myself, Ace, Rob, and Sub as we discuss it all, and we'll make some more picks and go over Subway's Slammy picks and see what he changes or he doesn't change. It's always a fun time. And we'll play some games. It's always fun. Check out CB Radio Saturday night, midnight-ish. Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, live at 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be recapping TLC. Then we'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. And then we'll be back live next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack at 11 p.m. Eastern. And we'll recap Impact and all the fun stuff. Remember, we're doing Ask The Rack Christmas Edition. Send your questions to media@waltalkradio.com. Contact therackradioshow.com. And the Twitters and the Facebooks. We want your questions. Christmas themed. Well, we'll answer anything. And the smarter asked the question, the smarter asked the answer you will get. Follow us on Twitter @WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, WTRProductions.net, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas as well.
You good? You got everything?
I'm good.
Alright, well, you can follow me on Twitter @LinsWard, LinsWard. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. On my website, under the Contact Us section, is a link to my Redbubble store where you can buy select pieces of my art in t-shirts, in prints, in pretty much whatever you want, at least for what the site offers. I don't know, I may move it to another site just to see to give you more options, but we'll just have to see. But until then, redbubble.com, you can search me out. It's under Glix, I believe, G-A-L-I-X-A, or Lynn's Ward, one of the two, I can't remember which. But anyway, the easiest way to get to it is on the psychwarddesigns.com website. You can also check out my Behance profile, behance.net/Lynn's Ward, if you want to just check out my artwork, because that's where it all is. Also go to CassidyRiley.net for all your Cassidy Riley needs. Listen to The Rack Extra, Fridays. Buy the official t-shirt where?
ProWrestlingTees.com/RackRadioShow.
And also, please make sure you visit our fine sponsors, the wonderful people over at PWMania.com, TNAAsylum.com, which is, of course, the haven for TNA fans, and our good friends over at Memorabilia Lane, MemLanePromo.com, for all your memorabilia needs. So, we are going to wrap up this special Wednesday edition of The Rack. Remember, next week we will be back on Thursday, normal bat time, normal bat channel, right after Impact, 11 p.m. right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Also, don't forget to visit RackRadioShow.com, because that's where all our interviews are. Check them out. They're awesome. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Wildtalkradio.com.